Clemson opens female-only programs to males after Title IX complaint. By Tom Sikata on August 19, 2019. Clemson University announced this week that it will open several traditionally female-only programs to males in response to a Title IX investigation. The programs included summer camps designed to empower girls by excluding boys. Clemson University announced this week that they are taking action in response to a Title IX complaint filed by American Enterprise Institute scholar Mark J. Perry. Perry filed a complaint earlier this year against several university policies and programs that discriminate against or exclude men. The programs, which were highlighted this week by the College Fix, intentionally excluded male students in an effort to empower young women to engage in behaviors and decisions that are traditionally associated with men. In May, Perry described the programs in question at Clemson. Most of the programs were designed for younger female students to experience life at Clemson. One of the programs, STEM Connections, was designed to encourage young girls to pursue engineering and science careers. Clemson University's Project Y Summer Camp is a one-week gender-discriminatory residential single-gender, girl-only camp held annually since 1997 in June and is described as a fun-filled academic summer camp for girls, only. Eligibility is restricted to young ladies, only, no boys allowed, who will enter 7th and 8th grade in the 2019-2020 school year. The next Project Y Summer Camp is scheduled to take place June 23rd to 28th. 2019. Clemson University's STEM Connections program is described as an excellent opportunity for elementary, middle, and high school girls, only, no boys allowed, to make the connection between engineering and science in their lives. Perry says that he is satisfied with Clemson's decision to open these programs up to male students. However, he claims he is nevertheless disheartened that it required a federal investigation in order to force universities to embrace equality. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.